This reflection is based on the Gospel of Luke 24:13-35 for the third Sunday in Easter, and the Gospel of John 6:52-59 for Friday of the third week in Easter. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia! Blessed Easter to you and your families. In the hustle and bustle of life, it is far too easy to forget that we are still celebrating Easter. He is risen. Alleluia. How do I choose? God's word is abundantly rich this week. Each day this week, we are offered another window into the early church through the Acts of the Apostles. We see the openness to and hunger of so many for the good news shared by the apostles. We also see the fear, anger, and maliciousness to many of the good news. Isn't it crazy that these two tensions are still in the lot in the world today? We know Jesus is one. Telestia in Hebrew, it is finished. Sunday, April 23rd, we start with the two disciples traveling on the road to Emmaus. Friday, April 28th, John shares the Bread of Life discourse. The Eucharist. For me, the Eucharist is the cornerstone of my faith. I need the Eucharist like I need sunshine, water, and air. The pandemic brought into focus just how important the Eucharist is for my well-being. I would attend Mass online. I would type in my responses. I would even say hello to my parish family. But no matter how grateful I was that the technology existed to allow us to virtually gather when the virus prevented us gathering in person, something was absent, missing, and each week the craving increased. Can you recall your first Mass back in church when shutdown was lifted? I can. I cried as I walked up to receive my Lord. I cried when I got back into my pew to welcome him, to praise him, to love him, to be his tabernacle. Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, I recognize him in the breaking of the bread. He took the bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it. And like his disciples, my heart does burn within me. But then we get to John. And so many can't accept Jesus telling them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." For me, this passage is clear evidence that the Eucharist is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Jesus tells us frequently and very clearly, "And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me." John 6:38. Jesus, the good shepherd, never wanted to lose anyone. Yet, he did not stop all those who began walking away. He did not clarify or say, "You misunderstood," or, "It's only a representation." No, he let them walk away. This is my proof. For if Jesus had not meant, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you," don't you think he would have stopped them? Don't you think he would have clarified? He let them walk away because he was telling the truth and they couldn't accept the truth. Take time this week to read and reflect on Luke 24:13-35 and John 12:22-59. Spend a few quiet moments in front of your church's tabernacle. Be aware as you walk up to receive Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And know, Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia! With love, prayers, and gratitude, Michelle Dooley.